Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly is our home today, as it will be all season. Join us tonight at Chickies for the turn of the Brandon Graham Show, 6 p.m. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia, of the Philadelphia Eagles. Been talking, obviously, about Friday night's win. The Eagles want to know. We're all mad at the quarterback. I love it. It sure is Philadelphia. Good things and bad things. Of course, everybody's real happy, I think, with the play of the offensive line, with the weapons on offense, with the linebacker play for the Eagles, with Quinyon Mitchell, and then questions about the edge rushers on defense, as well as letting up as many big plays as they did. Was there anything you saw with the, you know, Nick Sirianni just mentioned in his press conference the idea that they have to get better at tackling. Aside from that, was there anything else you saw that was consistent in the big plays that the Packers had on Friday night?
No, that's pretty much what it was. Some of it was with a couple of the runs that Josh Jacobs had. I thought there were poor run fits by our linebackers. As good of a game as they played, they still had the propensity to not use their hands to get off blocks. And they'd rather take a side and shoot the gap and try to make the play. And that's only good if you actually make the play. Like, that's only good if you actually make the play. So, other than that, and I'm pretty sure when he went back and watched the film, he's probably thinking there were opportunities there to make tackles, and they didn't make the tackles when they had those opportunities. Now, the big plays in the open field, you know, CJ missing Jaden Reed in the open field.
It's hard to tackle.
Yeah, I'm not going to go overboard about that. But when I look at our front seven, and that's what I really focus in on, is that box. We need to do a better job, in my opinion, just getting off the blocks. And it's great to get downhill when you're a linebacker and be aggressive. That can work for you sometimes. But sometimes you're going to get offenses that use that aggressive play against you. If they know you're the type of linebacker, as soon as you see run, you're going to shoot your gap and go. Well, you know what they're going to do? They're going to go out the back door on you. They'll let you run through that front side gap, and they're just going to take it out the back door. Some of what Saquon did, Saquon was very patient with his running. There was nothing there, and then he goes out the back door on you.
Right.
Like, good running teams will start to do that on you, and I think that's how Josh Jacobs wound up breaking that the big run on us eventually. Because N'Kobe is more of a, I got to get to you before you get to me.
Right. He's trying to level somebody.
Yeah.
Right. 215-592-9494. We had to do it eventually. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG?
OG!
Are y'all there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got you. We're just waiting for you.
Wait on that. We're waiting on that knowledge without college. We're waiting on it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm listening to a lot of people. I mean, of course, y'all got Chucky Ducky coming up here saying the most jackasses thing that he could possibly say.
He said it at the end of his call, though.
Yeah, but I would like to say this here. Everybody is saying about Jalen's two interceptions and about if Jalen didn't do, if he did this. What if we didn't have Jalen Friday night? What y'all think would have happened?
Well, give us an alternative. Who's going to be the quarterback?
Yeah, who would be the quarterback in that situation? Well,
your
but
backup.
That's – oh, come on. Come on. Can you just grow up and be honest for one time in your life?
25 quarterbacks in the league could have won that game on Friday night. Would you stop?
Who said that?
It's me. Yeah, 25 quarterbacks could have won that game. The backup. And you're so much better than this. You're so much better than this. Come on.
OG, I'm just going to make this. I'm just going to make this.
Are y'all going to drop the hammer on me?
OG, here's the question.
They ain't letting you breathe, man.
OG, do you think a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best and 1 being the worst, how would you grade Jalen Hurts' overall play on Friday night?
8. And here's why I say this.
Did you say A?
This is what I said. I said that Jalen, this is what an elite quarterback looks like. And I said it at the end of the game. You know why I said that? Because there's not many quarterbacks in our league that knows how to run a 4-minute offense and be crisp and not be the guy that threw the 2 interceptions early in the game.
Well, he almost threw an interception.
To be able to keep it.
What are you talking about?
Almost don't count.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You say none of his interceptions count, but the ones that are almost, they don't count.
You know what I'm saying to you. All I'm saying to you guys is this here. Last year, one of our issues was we could not beat the clock out. We had to come off the field and then let that badass defense on the field. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, Friday night, we actually answered a whole lot of questions that we all wanted to know about. But I didn't expect the Eagles to come out there and look like the team to win the Super Bowl. Not in no game one. I'm expecting to see some rust. I was kind of nervous to see what the hell we was going to look like. How long was it going to take us to come out of, you know, not playing in the preseason and everything. So to come out and put – and this, everybody said they didn't play that good, right? He didn't play good. He scored 34 points.
No.
So if you say he didn't play good in that game, no, I'm just saying, in the next game – he plays good. How many points you think we're going to end up scoring? I would say 50. If you're saying that was a bad game, putting up 34, wouldn't you say that, you know, if he plays without the interceptions, he should score 50?
Well, because he's got $100 million a year of players around him.
Listen.
It's the truth. They did not win the game because of Jalen Hurts on Friday night. They won the game because of Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith, and you know that that's true.
The okay part is this here is you're stating all these names, but like I said, if that $250 million quarterback that you got wasn't playing, somebody else would be playing.
It wouldn't be Kenny Pickett. No, you can't play this game where you say that their only option if they didn't have their quarterback would be that it was the backup quarterback. There are a lot of other quarterbacks in the NFL who would have won that game on Friday night.
If Jalen wasn't on the team, I'm saying if Jalen was on the team and could not play, like Devin White didn't play, do you think we could have won that game with Kenny Pickett?
No.
Because with the amount of offer of weapons that we got, right? Like you just said, 100 million of those. Everybody said we got the best weapons. Anybody can run this team, right?
So when can he pick it be able to win with this team?
You said best quarterback in the NFL, OG. You said he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
And I still say that, Mike. I still say it.
What does he do better than any other quarterback in the NFL? One thing.
It's not about
one
better.
Thing. One thing. Tell me one thing he does. One thing. One thing. One thing.
He wins in Philadelphia. He wins in Philadelphia. He's the winningest quarterback in the last 2 years in the NFL. That's what he does better. At that one, Spikey.
Talk that talk, OG.
Okay.
Talk it.
So Tim Tebow is.
You know I got it down.
You're
spewing nonsense.
He's only won one playoff game more than Tim Tebow did. That's the truth. It's the truth. He's only won one playoff game more than Tim Tebow did. He's only won one playoff game more than Tim Tebow did.
I'll be down there. Matter of fact.
Just send your producer.
You don't have to come. You don't have to come. Guy's a lunatic.
He's a lunatic.
Y'all backed him into a corner, man. He didn't know where to go.
Well, it wins. Okay, can he win like Mahomes?
I would have so much more respect for him if he would just level with us once in a while and say, you know what? I love Jalen. I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL. I wish he played better on Friday night. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
And that's kind of – I look at it like
– I think a lot of people are saying
I come from that – I come out of that game Friday night saying, man, the bad decision-making or trying to do too much is still there. We got to get that out of his game.
Right, and how do we do that? And why is it there? Those are the questions.
Like that's, I mean, yes, he did some very good things Friday. I'm not gonna minimize him being able to overcome those turnovers. And instead of cratering, as we did see Wentz do in 2020, right? He cratered when he started having bad throws and interceptions. It didn't get any better. It got worse as the game progressed. I can give Jalen credit for not folding the tent, but. We never thought that that was an issue for him. The problem is that what we're trying to do, even those of us that are pro Jalen guys and girls, gals, I should say, we want to minimize the biggest impediment to success in the NFL, and that's hard to do. Turning the ball over at the quarterback position is the biggest reason you'll lose in the NFL, man. And all we're saying is this was an issue last year where he led the league with Josh Allen for turnovers. He led the league in turnovers. So you come out in the first game, and he certainly was responsible for two of them. I don't know about the fumbles. Okay, miscommunication, whatever. But he had – what's that one stat that's out there, Spike, the turnover-worthy plays?
Oh, right.
Right, where they judge you where this could have been a turnover? Yeah, I wonder what that's like for him coming out of that game. Because we saw with the naked eye that could have easily been two more interceptions that were strictly on Jalen. Like, it was his decision to throw late to AJ that Alexander almost picked that pass off. And the late one to Jahan Dotson across the field where it almost got took back for a pick six. That's not on anybody else.
By the way, the one to AJ that you're talking about is the one that AJ basically played cornerback.
Yes, broke the pass up.
And that it's that kind of play that leads
me to. That's a turnover worthy play.
Yeah, it makes me not want to discuss the ones that happen to not be his fault. That's why the numbers are the numbers.
Yep.
The turnovers are the turnovers.
Yep.
Because no one's ever going to go back and say he should have had, when we're looking at the numbers, that's one of the things when we're arguing with OG. He's like, well, this turnover wouldn't have happened if not for this and this. Well, the numbers are the numbers. They, you know, the quarterbacks that turn the ball over a lot. There are ones that maybe they shouldn't have gotten, and there are ones that they get saved from by their teammates. And that's that one, the AJ one, he got saved by AJ.
Well, here's the funny thing before we go right back to the call. I brought up Josh Allen. And I know when I bring up Josh, people think he must think Josh Allen is trash. No, not by any stretch of the imagination. I've come to the other side on Josh Allen. I thought he was trash when he came out of Wyoming. I didn't think he was going to be good. He's proven me and a lot of other people wrong. There's a ton of talent there with Josh Allen at the quarterback position. But there was a point last year where the Buffalo Bills were struggling because Josh Allen was trying to win every game himself. They fired the offensive coordinator Joe Brady took over. And you know what Joe Brady did? He went to the running game. He leaned on the running game more. So he took the ball out of Josh Allen's hands of trying to play hero ball. That's what they did last year, and they went on a run and made the playoffs. Now, they still lost to Kansas City, but there's no shame in losing to Patrick Mahomes. I only say that to say that if you're going to be a guy who constantly turns the ball over, then that's where it is incumbent upon the coaches to coach your guy up. Yes, you know he's talented, but if he's not making good decisions, then you got to take the decision-making out of his hands at times.
215-592-9494. This segment presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. What up, Pat? Pat. Nope. All right. Rios, North Philly. What up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Whoa.
What up, Rios?
Rios.
What's going on, gentlemen? What happened? Something happened?
No. You have a very clean phone line, and I'm almost
we're not
like,
used to
I'm
it.
I'm not used to somebody sounding like they're on. You almost sound like you're on
a
landline.
I did hear a subdued Rios on Saturday on my drive down.
Oh yeah. But honestly, hearing Rios and Yoshi on Saturday morning, like, lets me know that they are different people in the morning than they are in the afternoon.
Well, anyway, that's funny. But look, yeah, you know I mean, I'm taking a nice walk with my vest while these kids ride their damn bikes and just, you know, listening to y'all, man. I mean, y'all starting out, y'all funny as hell. You know, Jack with the T.J. McConnell thing, like, that's funny as hell, man. I mean, Jalen ain't T.J. McConnell, but I'm a T.J. McConnell fan, so I like it.
Yeah.
But I see what you're doing, Jack. Jack, you funny as hell. And how y'all mocking the damn media with them sucker-ass questions. Like, man, come on, man. Y'all need to damn toughen up and just get on to the questions, right? I like Nick Sirianni. I just can't really listen to him, whatever.
No, he's a tough lesson.
Yeah. And then y'all just had, you know, my man OG on the turnbuckles. You know what I mean? On the ropes. That's funny as hell, man. I'm listening, laughing. But anyway, look, this is just if I say my big takes. What I'm very impressed, and you could see it off in the beginning, was the defense. And when I say that, is we could have been in a tragic position down maybe like 21-0 or whatever it is with the early turnovers, and the defense like kept us together, kept the team together for that beginning for the offense to get their act together. So that was the first thing I was impressed with. You know what I mean? The front four, I mean, like, man, I'm not used to that. I'm used to some domination getting to the quarterback. So they needed to come off of whatever it is with that sucker stuff. But anyway, with Jalen, man, come on, man. Like, look, man, if you look at that game and Jalen, one thing is if he gets the dumb stuff out the way. Now, I don't know what happened. Now, you take it like this. Let's look at the year we went to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts. Running like hell. He could run. He could throw the ball. He could do this all. I don't know what happened if he turned into Benjamin Button because his legs don't, like, look the same no more. Like,
nope.
He's too old and stuff with his legs. So I don't know what's going on with him. But he was playing free. Right now, he's for some reason, there's a lot of real estate that somebody got in that man's head that he's not playing free. I need him to play free because, look, he gets back on that horse where he's, you know what I mean? Like, just focusing on him doing this thing because he got all these skill position guys. Just give it to him. Like, look, man, I ain't see no passes through the middle or anything. I'm just like, I'm good, but I'm like, know that we could be amazing. You know what I mean? Also, other than that, with Jalen Hurts, look, if he get that done, he's good. But, you know what I mean? Y'all already know what it is. You're going to have people, you know, whatever. But the chippiness of the young guys, keep that stuff up. Grown men had to get in the horse with these young cats because I love it, man. You getting in people's face early in the game. I need us to be nasty, all like that, because that brings the energy on both sides of the ball. If the offense does it or if the defense does it. And I know energy is everything. You put that energy out there, then you're like, yo, man, I'm doing this for my brothers. I'm going to smack you right in the mouth next time I get the ball, whatever the situation is. You know what I mean?
Yep,
and
yep.
My last take is I want to hear crap about that damn field. The last thing I know, there's one team on the other side, and there's us. So there's two teams on it. And what it reminds me of is the damn Super Bowl. And in the Super Bowl, it seemed like Kansas City Chiefs, their equipment people or whatever, was ready, and we wasn't. There's guys who get – this the NFL. We get paid too much. We got intelligence, understanding the field, whatever, whatever. We need to be freaking prepared. That's all that matters. Oh, well, I'm getting slipped. Well, you better figure something out during the freaking game, because you got a halftime or whatever to figure that stuff out. You got things in between the quarter. So I don't want to hear nothing about that damn field, because it's two damn teams. I'm happy we won the game, but, yo, I'm happy we cleaned some stuff up, you know what I mean, and get more chippy, get more violent. Yo, we win that Super Bowl, and it's all up to Jalen, you know what I mean?
Yep.
How y'all feel about that?
I'm with you, Rios, on that.
I'm pro-violence. You have you've turned me into a pro-violence.
How about that?
Yep. Yeah.
Look, hey, look, Spike, just think about this. Always remember this. The world that we have, living in America and everything, came off of violence. Just remember that.
Yep. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
What does violence do?
Gets results.
Gets results, baby.
Damn, I love y'all. Yo, man, look, I'm going to keep on with this good walk. Y'all take care. Hey, y'all funny as hell, you know what I mean? Peace.
All right.
There he goes. By the way,
yes.
Jalen had four turnover-worthy plays in week one, the most in the NFL.
See?
There you go.
I told you.
Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. What up, Pat?
Hey, guys, you got me.
We got you, buddy.
Got you.
Awesome. Yeah, sorry about that. How's it going? Back. You guys are good?
Come on.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's like mid-show.
Let's get to the point.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Come on, Pat.
8 out of 10, I want some of what OG's smoking.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Holy moly. I'm with Ike, man. No more Jalen apologists here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yes. And I'm one of them.
Quarterback, there's another quarterback who averaged about 80% quarterback rating, 3,300 yards. 60 to 65% completion percentage, never won a Super Bowl. You guys know who that is?
There's probably a lot.
It's probably 80% of the guys that play quarterback.
Yeah, who are you thinking of?
Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Where's Elliott's interception numbers after those turnovers on Friday?
I'm not going to blame
Elliott. By the way, no, we are
blaming
Elliott.
Yes, we are. Would you stop?
Because we said this weeks ago that we knew Jalen was throwing an interception in this game.
But he threw one in practice.
One. No, but it's like, oh, my God, he's so locked in. So all he does is make great decisions with the football. Bang, week one, he's right into the number one of turnover where he plays.
You know, can
it has to affect his entire of the year ranking. It just does.
Well, here's the interesting thing with the the training camp stats and the interceptions.
Yes.
Every time we asked him about what kind of throws he was making, he did sheepishly say that a lot of them were short and dump offs and things like that. I do think it's interesting that he would do that in training
practice,
but then when it comes to the game, be more careless. And it's not like he can only, obviously he has to throw different than, he can't just throw screen passes and dump offs in the game, but you also can't be afraid of doing that, and you can't, like, I'd rather he do that than take some of the shots that he took that didn't really even have a chance, you know?
Yes.
So
it's Corin Columbus's fault.
When nobody's watching, or when it's just the coach is watching, he's comfortable taking those easy shots. But then once he gets into the game, he wants to make some big play or show off that his arm is strong enough. So I do think it's interesting that the way he played during training camp, forget about the interceptions or whatever, Elliott did say, hey, he's taking what's there. He's taking what's there. Mm-hmm. And that, we didn't see enough of that on Friday night.
I agree. I don't think it's physical. I don't think it's psychological. I think it's physical, though.
A lot going on technically.
Yeah, well, Denver, the air is very thin. Yeah.
Well, no, it's Corin Columbus's fault. I mean, he's doing the whole Michael Jordan thing.
Oh, yeah, we got to drop that. That's over.
He thought don't be Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan thing's over. That's done.
TJ. MJ. What? MJ, TJ.
I don't know about the TJ thing either. I don't think I can do that. I love TJ.
Makes the right decisions with the basketball.
Yeah, he sure does. All right. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can join Ava Graham this Friday night for an Eagles pep rally. Meet Swoop, meet the cheerleaders, and a shot to win tickets to the home opener. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, it's football season, and that means my friends at Mark's Jewelers are designing and creating another amazing championship ring. Now, Mark's is the official sponsor of our Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League for the show, and they want your help on the design of this year's ring. Now go to 94WIP.com/Marks and select the Marks Jewelers ring that we should use for this year's championship. And also find out how you can still enter to win this amazing championship ring. Let Marks Jewelers design the ring of your dreams. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Join me tonight at Chickies for the return of the Brandon Graham Show at 6 p.m. Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Eagles.
Why do you keep saying just yourself?
That's the way they wrote it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it seems like you're trying to bury the lead here.
Which is what?
Howard's going to be there.
Man. Come on, man.
Which is not in the thing.
So you're just reading what they put down?
Yeah.
I mean, you can improvise.
I'm choosing not to improvise.
Mind your business, Jack.
Look.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, people are drawn. I mean, he's
okay.
The king.
All right, here it is. So, yes, the Brandon Graham Show will be me, Brandon Graham, and, of course, Howard Eskin.
There you go.
The sideline reporter accuracy. Of the Philadelphia Eagles and also my father. And also, you know, the real star walked in. Pete Scirocco walks in,
yeah.
And he's looking for some kind of argument between me and Howard.
Yeah, which is going to happen.
We all are.
But yeah. I told him not week one.
Yeah, but
you get that week one.
You can't start week
one. No. But Howard's going to say something.
Had they lost, maybe it would have started week one.
Well, I can't even imagine how many times he's going to
it's early.
Defend and
bad
you
know, feel.
You guys, here's the rules. I'll tell him if he starts with me.
Hold on. You should do a bill of spike for Howard on the Brandon Graham Show.
Well, it's going to be like here's the main rule. The main rule is we're not doing any of you guys talking
right.
about the media
right. yes.
and you guys at WIP.
Right.
Because he is both of those things. So we're not doing that here. Everything else, fair game.
Right.
If he wants to do the NovaCare Warren bit where he acts like nothing that went wrong is actually wrong, that is fine. He can do that. I'm happy to argue with him with poor Brandon Graham sitting in between.
Brandon's going to be sitting here like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, Brandon, you want to work in the media? Well, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
What did you guys think of Kelsey live tweeting the game? That was a...
That was different.
That was a different wrinkle.
Yeah, you know, he's also looking for the positive as he,
yes.
you know, he's still got an office in the building. And
that's true.
As you mentioned, it takes a little while.
It takes a little while. It does. I was the same way.
Yep.
Although I was not on Twitter when I started.
Right.
I don't even know if there was Twitter, was it?
Now, you're probably on Facebook.
What year did you start?
07.
Yeah, dude, that's a long time
Twitter
ago.
Didn't really start till 09.
I was in middle school.
And I didn't get on it till 11.
Yeah, there you go.
So
yeah.
I started. But I did get on Facebook in 08, though.
I'm sure you did. You're still there to this day.
I'm loyal, man. That's where my people are at.
Yep.
That's where a lot of our people are.
That's where our 50 and up crowd hangs at, man.
Even everybody in the world's on Facebook. It's got like 3 billion members.
Yeah,
right
Jack.
No, that's good.
Get on board.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
At least someone caters to them.
It's not as negative.
Yeah.
Not as negative.
Everybody's being nice on Facebook.
There's positive. Yeah. Share family photos.
Yes.
You feel safe to do that there. Yeah.
Yep.
Instagram's mostly fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mostly fine.
Yeah. The threat level on Instagram is lower, of course, than Twitter. So here's the way it works. Is on a picture on Facebook of your family, everybody says, what a lovely family.
Yeah.
You put that picture on Instagram. It's like some what a lovely families. Then there's some how did you get her?
Right.
And then there's some that every once in a while there's something worse. But it's mostly that.
Yeah.
Then you put it on Twitter and it's like, you're ugly. She's stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter is not where the family photos
are. No, not even worth sharing. Not even worth...
No.
What an unlucky kid you have.
Yeah. Does he know what a troll you are? Ike, you had one bad picture on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Two years ago.
I'm still paying for it.
Yeah.
Dude, actually, I was looking through the comments again because I found the original post. It was like that did numbers. It got like 252,000 views.
That did numbers.
Did.
215-592-9494.
They thought I had my sweater tucked in my underwear.
They did. But they weren't. It wasn't. It was just a bad sweater.
And no, nobody believes that, though.
You've since burned it, right? You've burned it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll never see that sweater again, bro. Yeah.
We should auction it off.
Again,
charity.
Again, we love Tucker. Never seen him work quicker.
In getting rid of that picture?
No, getting it up there.
Oh, getting it up there.
It was him who put it up.
Uh-huh. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What up, brother?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. Hey, Jack.
Tasty.
Dom.
Pause.
I can't roll out there with
Tasty. That was bad. My bad, Tasty K. Go ahead.
This is right around when the show starts unraveling every day. So just be prepared, Dom.
Yep. I listened to the whole show Saturday, and I listened today, and I thought
the way you guys broke down the game was really fair and very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Even, you know, as I was waiting to talk to you guys, I got a really colorful text from one of my friends, Blake, about Jack. Jack didn't mean that TJ comment as a slight. TJ is a very competent playmaking, distributing guard that lets the other stars get the highlights. That's
not overly athletic. Right, yes, yes. It's actually a positive. I want him to play point guard and just let other people.
Yeah, I didn't, because I'm a big Jalen guy. I didn't take it as a slight.
Well, most of us did.
Yeah, let me fill you in on something, Tasty Cake. I am a TJ McConnell fan as well. Jack absolutely meant it to enrage anyone who liked Jalen.
No,
okay.
Guy knows how to play the game.
I called to talk to Ike because about an hour ago he said something. I felt like he was really talking directly to me, but I wanted to answer a couple of your questions, Spike.
Okay.
You asked a guy two callers ago, what other quarterback ain't winning? Joe Burrow ain't winning that game. He gets down two turnovers. He lays down. He can't score 10 points against a high school team. Joe Burrow ain't winning that game.
Burrow had two touchdowns taken off the board, though.
What's that?
Well, Burrow had two touchdowns taken off the board. He had one, two of them.
Okay. Jack, you got
it. He did?
Here's another question that you said. What does Jalen do better than anybody else?
Yeah.
Spike, he perseveres.
Oh, that's not a real thing.
He persevered. Yes, he is, because here's the thing. He could not get out of the pocket the entire game. The entire game they had his number, he could not get it going. Until he had to. Until he had to extend that drive and kill that clock. He got it done that time, didn't he, Ike?
He
so
did.
He perseveres till he gets it done.
Resilient.
That's what he does.
Persevere, it's not a skill. I'm sorry.
It's a thing. You said what thing does he do better than anybody else?
He perseveres.
He perseveres.
So he perseveres better than Patrick Mahomes, who didn't have one weapon last year and ended up winning the Super Bowl, even though he was down. So he does, and he's won three. You don't think Patrick Mahomes is persevering in his three Super Bowls?
I think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Okay, well, do you think that Jalen Hurts perseveres better than
him? Do I think he handles adversity as well as Jalen Hurts? No, I don't.
What is the time when he didn't handle adversity well? Because I can point out a time
He hasn't had to play one game in the NFL without having the best head coach in the history of the league as his mentor. Jalen Hurts has had to do that. Patrick Mahomes hasn't.
Okay.
Right?
I guess. It's not really an answer to the question. I guess my point to OG was when he was telling me that Jalen is the best quarterback in the NFL. It is very difficult to say that he's the best quarterback in the NFL when he doesn't have one tangible skill that is the best in the NFL. That's all. I get into this weird... The Jalen thing is a weird situation because I feel like the people... And I will be honest, a lot of the feedback today from most people has been pretty on the money, I think. Mm-hmm. And I said, when we were talking about Jalen, he did make good plays on Friday night. But in the end, the mistakes that he made will be disqualifying kind of mistakes to winning a Super Bowl. That's
very,
the concern.
Very fair.
You know,
he makes those mistakes. They're not going to get to where they want to get to, which is to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
And that's really what that's kind of what we're gauging him by.
Yep.
Like, is this good enough to get to the Super Bowl?
Now here's what you said, Ike, about an hour ago. You're talking directly. I'm the guy you're talking to. When you said it's not going to be about the wins and losses, you also have to go further, deeper, and extend to how they played the game.
Yep.
Right? Is that pretty much what you said?
Yep, pretty much.
Me, Ike, I can't get past. Nick Sirianni is 35-17 now. That's our. I can't get past that. To talk about getting rid of a guy that's 35-17 as a head coach is ridiculous.
Well,
ridiculous.
Well, we are with the exception of Jack.
Don't we learn our lesson? We had a young head coach here that all he did was win. And we sent him packing, and now he built a dynasty in Missouri. We already did it once. We can't do it again.
We're comparing Sirianni to Andy Reid?
That's right.
What's that?
We're comparing Sirianni to Andy Reid?
He's on the same trajectory, Jack. He actually got to the Super Bowl faster.
Right.
Andy Reid didn't win his first one either.
Right.
That doesn't mean there's not more coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the difference. I appreciate the call, Tasty Cake.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
There's definitely more chances for more teams to win the Super Bowl now than when Andy started. Like it was still dynasty era
But to be fair,
yeah,
we should have won
the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely should have won.
Yeah, we should have won. I mean, just during Andy's first 5 years,
yes,
we were one of the better teams in the NFL. Yeah.
I find the Sirianni trajectory from this point on to be actually very interesting.
Yeah.
Especially if the Eagles, I think we all know if they fall flat on their face this year, let's say they win 7 games, he's going to get fired. If they have a great year, when they win 13 games and then win one playoff game, whatever happens in the playoffs, unless as long as it's not embarrassing, he'll be here. I do find it more interesting to think, okay, well, what if he wins 10 games or 9 games? Or what if they are in the mix for a playoff, you know, spot? Maybe they're a wild card. Maybe they just miss the playoffs. I find it interesting to think about how they will judge him. Because of his lack of ties to either side of the ball right now. He's 35-17. It's a great record. He's had a good team every year. He's been a coach in the NFL. Looks like they're going to be a good team again this year. You know, at the minimum, they'll be a double-digit win team. I do think what happens with him is interesting and sort of hard to predict.
Yeah, I think the only way he's not here is if they miss the playoffs.
Sure, yeah.
He makes the playoffs, that'll be 4 straight years and a Super Bowl appearance. I just don't know how you – I don't know who's coming in and doing any better unless you get, I don't know, a Belichick or
– Right.
And even if you brought in a Belichick, you almost have to – you bring in a Bill Belichick, you're really reconstructing how you run your organization.
Absolutely. There's a question about Howie at that point. There's a question about the coordinators at that point. Everything that happens if you bring in Belichick.
Yeah, because he's coming with a little luggage, meaning he has 8 rings in his pocket that, you know, 2 as a D coordinator with the Giants, that he's bringing cachet.
Now, as a sports talk host, I can tell you I would be in favor of the Bill Belichick. As a human and an Eagles fan, I hope Nick Sirianni succeeds.
Nick's going to be here, dude. We're playing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Rematch. Can Jalen put on that performance again?
Derek and Paoli. I don't even know what to say when you say that. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What up, Derek?
Can I start off by saying, like, that whole, like, Rocky speech thing, all the shows except for y'all should take it off the board because nobody's going to top Rios' pregame speeches and getting people hyped up for the game. So everybody else that's like trying to be Rios, they got to put that somewhere else, right?
Yeah. Yeah, put that to rest.
Right?
Yeah, Rios' speech on Friday was one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
The crazy part is I live in the area and I still had to go back on the app to hear it again. So that tells you what it was hitting for. But listen, here's my thing, right? Like, I feel like y'all, like, Chuck calls every day, and every day he says something different, right? So we got to put him in the background. Wayne is infatuated with Hurts. I understand that he likes him. That's his own opinion. I think Hurts is a good quarterback. I think that, like everybody's saying, he made some throws that he would love to have back, right? I also think that him playing with his best friend, the godfather of the kids and all that, I feel like a lot of times, like, he might have way too much confidence in A.J. Brown. Like, I don't know how I like that dynamic when he's throwing the ball up for grabs for A.J. all the time. But I do think he's a good quarterback, and I do think what happened on Friday is definitely fixable. That's my take, right?
Yeah.
And then my last thing is, with the T.J. McConnell thing, Jack, Because, like, I remember A.J. Brown called the radio station, right?
Uh-huh.
I needed you to be T.J. McConnell, right?
I tried.
And you was nowhere to be found.
I was like Ben Simmons.
Nowhere to be found, right? But every day when these callers call in, right, you in the whether you, like, on the set or being the producer, you just chirp, 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 right? You got all these hot takes. When a dude calls up, the Eagles' best offensive player calls up for smoke,
yeah,
that's going to never happen again.
Uh-uh.
You ran in the closet, bro.
I asked the question.
So you, what did you ask him, though?
I asked him about Kellen Moore.
He was not calling for that. He wasn't calling for that. He was not calling for that. And I do think Spike, you want the smoke. I'll give you that. But I think if you was here, that interview probably would have been a little bit deeper.
Well, it also would have been more contentious. I'm not a contentious guy.
It would have been way different.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, at least Ike and Spike, they were the same with everybody. You literally, every day, you just take shot after shot at every player and caller except for the Phillies. And then when the Eagles star receiver calls the station, you run. You run.
Yeah, I was sitting.
And then you want to call Jalen Hurts, a 200. T.J. McConnell would love to be Jalen Hurts, bro.
I just wanted to play
to
like
Jalen Hurts.
More like T.J.
Right
McConnell.
Along. $250 million. That's like, come on. T.J. McConnell could be Jalen Hurts, bro.
Deshaun Watson is a couple hundred million dollars, too.
So does
Them
Russell
guys
Wilson.
Ain't got to work. Them guys ain't going to be working no more.
Yeah, well, they're still going to get paid. You know, Derek.
And I think Jalen Hurts loves to play football, and I think that whatever he got going on, like the Eagles would have lost that game last year. You understand what I'm saying? So they overcame a lot in that game. And I think Hurts was he kept his head, man. Them two early turnovers, my head was down in my lap. I said, "Oh, not this again." But they overcame that, man. So I'm ready to see what they do from here on out. I ain't going, you know, say he's this, say he's that, because it's a long season. Like the linebacker ball we all hyped up about, he might not tackle nobody else again the rest of the season.
Yeah, that is for sure. That is for sure.
Like, yep. These quarterbacks going to put the ball in harm's way. It's just that Hurts has just been doing it a lot more than he normally does. And it is worrisome, but
well,
I ain't going to say he's...
And, Derek, more than he needs to, I think, is the point. I think is that he doesn't need
for
to.
Sure.
I appreciate the call. I think there's, you know, the thing you said at the beginning about having too much faith that A.J. will go get the ball,
mm-hmm.
I think one of the advantages of having a guy like A.J. is that when there's one guy there, I'm fine throwing it over there and letting A.J. go get it because I'm confident he's going to go get it. That's one of the advantages of having a receiver that's as big and strong as A.J. Mm-hmm. is that. It's when there's three guys there, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem.
Yeah. Listen, having a guy like A.J., a quarterback is going to feel invincible at times. I just throw it up there and my guy's going to make me look good. You know, Randy Moss used to tell all his quarterbacks, I don't care if I am covered, just throw the ball up there and I'll go get it.
Receivers like that want you to do it.
They want you to do
it. They want more opportunities to go get the ball, and I think that's fine. If there's only one guy there, if that ends up being what it is, I'm fine with A.J.
And by the way, I don't have a problem with it, like in the circumstance you're pointing out, Spike, because A.J. and Devontae too, they do a great job of protecting their quarterback. In other words, Nelson Aguilar couldn't break up a pass if it depended on his life. How many times did we see him just let guys intercept the ball?
Well, Quez.
Yeah, without actually breaking up the pass. Like, Jalen can trust that A.J. and Devontae aren't going to leave him out there to dry. If the pass is off target, they're going to do their best to at least try to break the pass up.
And the other thing Derek said, just to come to the defense of one Jack Fritz here.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Now, I can't defend your A.J. Brown performance.
That's okay.
But at least he got out of the way and let you do most of it.
Yeah.
You know, that absolutely.
Yeah.
But the thing about Jack taking little shots at everyone, that's Jack's
child. Yeah, that's what he does.
That's what we want him to do.
Yeah.
We want him to do that.
We want him to irritate you guys.
Yes. And then that way we can be like, we didn't do it. Jack did it.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
Again,
that's the point.
Like I said, I was bleeping bricks during the A.J. interview.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what are you talking about?
I do wonder what would happen if I was there for that one.
Yeah, it would not have gone the same way because you wouldn't have allowed me to basically just control the interview, not from an insecurity standpoint, more from a
I'm here too.
I was the one, yes, and I say this, and I can speak for myself sort of thing.
Right.
I know you. And so who knows what that interview would have been like, because I don't know if AJ would have calmed down talking to you.
Yeah, my only problem with AJ, actually, at the time, was that he was, yeah, and it was the same
thing.
It was the
media thing, right?
The media thing, yeah. And the thing when he posted a video online of me saying things that he said I was saying about him and I was not saying about him.
Right, right.
I was talking about somebody else. But I actually don't even think he even knew that at the time. I'm sure somebody sent it to him. Mm-hmm. But the media thing was the same thing. But I think at the end of the day, honestly, he, maybe not so much in the call, even though the call was fine, eventually, as he mentioned in his press conference after he signed the extension, mm-hmm. and I think part of it was the phone call with you, that he understood they're doing their job.
Yeah. Yeah, so
even if you don't like it,
yeah.
You kind of understand it's not really about personally attacking me. It's just what they do.
So
what?
More thank you, Jack, for staying out of the way.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Listen, I appreciate you staying out of the way because I didn't need you adding anything extra in there.
No. Yes. And the other thing was, the only other thing was that the thing that launched from was really a harmless show that you guys did mm-hmm. that ended up turning into quote-unquote rumors of him being traded yeah. when it was really just a show about, hey, would you trade X for Y, which is like sports.
AJ for Patrick Surtain.
Yeah, it's just like sports talk. That's what we do. Would you do it? Would you not do it? All right, coming up.
It's hypotheticals.
Now, this is a different.
That's what we do.
This is a different kind of top five at five.
Oh, yeah.
Is okay. That it's not silly.
He's giving out game
well,
balls.
People, but the team's now huddling around. They're huddling around the radio
to see if they get
waiting
game
for
balls.
The game balls. Yes.
Yeah, well, I am.
Yes,
I'm waiting for the game ball. So, top five at five is coming up next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember tonight at 6 o'clock, the return of the Brandon Graham Show with me, Brandon Graham, and of course Howard Eskin.
Thank
who
you.
Can forget? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So, we don't know how to fix every problem that is wrong with the Eagles. We don't know that. But I do know how to fix a problem with your house, and that is your old drafty windows that you have yet to replace for one reason or another. You can feel in the morning. Cool air is coming. Very soon it's going to be winter. And then I say it all the time. You know what you're going to hear in your windows? You're going to feel the cool air coming through the windows. That's why you got to get new ones. And Guida Door and Window is going to make it more affordable for you to do it right now. Buy one, get one, half off. So for every door or window you buy, the next one you buy is half off. And you can mix and match. So you get a door, your second door is going to be half off. But if you get a door and you want a window, that window is going to be half off, or vice versa. Or if you want four windows, two of them are going to be half off. And the more that you spend, the more that you're going to get off. So if you do your whole house, half that house is going to be 50% off. And they're not just making it affordable with the price of the windows and doors. They're making it more affordable because you can start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Do it now. Offers good for a limited time and restrictions do apply. For full details, call Guida today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Join me tonight at Chickies for the return of the Brandon Graham Show at 6 p.m. Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Eagles.
Why do you keep saying just yourself?
That's the way they wrote it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it seems like you're trying to bury the lead here.
Which is what?
Howard's going to be there.
Man. Come on, man.
Which is not in the thing.
So you're just reading what they put down?
Yeah.
But you can improvise.
I'm choosing not to improvise.
Yeah. Mind your business, Jack.
Look.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, people are drawn. I mean, he's
okay.
The king.
All right. Here it is. So, yes, the Brandon Graham Show will be me, Brandon Graham, and, of course, Howard Eskin.
There you go.
The sideline reporter of the Philadelphia Eagles and also my father. And also, you know, the real star walked in. Pete Scirocco walks in, and he's looking for some kind of argument between me and Howard.
Yeah, which is going to happen.
We all are.
But I told him not week one. Yeah, you can't start.
No. But Howard's going to say something.
Had they lost, maybe it would have started week one.
Well, yeah, I can't even imagine how many times he's going to.
It's early.
Defend and
bad feel.
You guys, here's the rules. I'll tell him if he starts with me.
Hold on, you should do a Bill of Spike for Howard on the Brandon Graham show.
Well, it's going to be like here's the main rule. The main rule is we're not doing any of. You guys talking
right.
about the media
right. yes.
and you guys at WIP.
Right.
Because he is both of those things. So we're not doing that here. Everything else, fair game.
Right.
If he wants to do the NovaCare Warren bit where he acts like nothing that went wrong is actually wrong, that is fine. He can do that. I'm happy to argue with him with poor Brandon Graham yeah. sitting in between.
And Brandon's going to be sitting here like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, Brandon, you want to work in the media? Well, this is, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
What did you guys think of Kelsey live tweeting the game? That was a...
That was different.
That was a different wrinkle.
Yeah, you know, he's also looking for the positive as he,
yes.
you know, he's still got an office in the building. And it,
that's true.
As you mentioned, it takes a little while.
It takes a little while. It does. Yeah, but it does. I was the same way.
Yep.
Although I was not on Twitter when I started.
Right.
I don't even know if there was Twitter, was it?
You're probably on Facebook.
What year did you start?
07.
Yeah, no, dude, that's a long time
Twitter
ago.
Didn't really start till 09.
I was in middle school.
And I didn't get on it till 11.
Yeah, there you go.
So
yeah.
I started. But I did get on Facebook in 08, though.
I'm sure you did. You're still there to this day.
I'm loyal, man. That's where my people are at.
Yep.
That's where a lot of our people are.
That's where our 50 and up crowd hangs at, man.
Even everybody in the world's on Facebook. It's got like 3 billion members.
Yeah, Jack.
No, that's good.
Get on board.
No, that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
At least someone caters to them.
It's not as negative.
Yeah. Not as negative.
Everybody's being nice on Facebook.
It's positive. Yeah. Share family photos.
Yes.
You feel safe to do that there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Instagram's mostly fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mostly fine.
Yeah. The threat level on Instagram is lower, of course, than Twitter. So here's the way it works. Is on a picture on Facebook of your family, everybody says, what a lovely family.
Yeah.
You put that picture on Instagram. It's like some what a lovely families. Then there's some how did you get her.
Right.
And then there's some that every once in a while there's a little – there's something worse, but it's mostly that. Yeah. Then you put it on Twitter, and it's like, you're ugly. She's stupid.
She's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter is not where the family photos
are. No, not even worth sharing. Not even worth.
No.
What an unlucky kid you have.
Yeah. Does he know what a troll you are? Ike, you had one bad picture on Twitter.
Oh my God!
Two years ago.
I'm still paying for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, actually, I was looking through the comments again because I found the original post. It was like that did numbers. It got like 252,000 views.
Did numbers.
Did
215-592-9494.
They thought I had my sweater tucked in my underwear.
They did, but they weren't. It wasn't. It was just a bad sweater.
And no, nobody believes that. Though.
You've since burned it, right? You burned it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll never see that sweater again, bro. Yeah.
We should auction it off.
Again,
charity.
Again, we love Tucker. Never seen him work quicker.
They're getting rid of that picture?
No, getting it up there.
Oh, getting it up there.
It was him who put it up.
Uh-huh. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What up, brother?
Hey, Spike. K-I-K, Jack.
Tasty.
Dom.
Pauls.
I
can't roll out there with Tasty. That was bad. My bad, Tasty Cake. Go ahead.
This is right around when the show starts unraveling every day. So just be prepared, Dom.
Yep. I listened to the whole show Saturday, and I listened today, and I thought the way you guys broke down the game was really fair and very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Even, you know, as I was waiting to talk to you guys, I got a really colorful text from one of my friends, Blake, about Jack. That didn't mean that TJ comment as a slight.
Nope.
TJ is a very competent playmaking, distributing guard
yes.
that lets the other stars get the highlights. That's
not overly
meant,
athletic,
right,
yes. Yes. It's actually a positive. I want him to play point guard and just let other people
go. Because I'm a big Jalen guy. I didn't take it as a slight.
Well,
most of us did.
Yeah, let me fill you in on something, Tasty Cake. I am a TJ McConnell fan as well. Jack absolutely meant it to enrage anyone who liked Jalen.
No,
okay.
Now, I know how to play the game.
I called to talk to Ike because about an hour ago he said something. I felt like he was really talking directly to me, but I wanted to answer a couple of your questions, Spike.
Okay.
You asked a guy two callers ago, who, what other quarterback he went. Joe Burrow ain't winning that game. He gets down two turnovers. He lays down. He can't score 10 points against a high school team. Joe Burrow ain't winning that game.
Her well, Burrow had two winning. Touchdowns taken off the board, though.
What's that?
Well, Burrow had two touchdowns taken off the board. He had one, two of them.
Okay. Jack, you got me.
He did?
He's got, here's another question that you said. What does Jalen do better than anybody else?
Yeah.
Mike, he perseveres.
Oh, that's not a real thing.
He persevered. Yes, he is, because here's the thing. He could not get out of the pocket the entire game. The entire game they had his number. He could not get it going until he had to. Until he had to extend that drive and kill that clock. He got it done that time, didn't he, Ike?
He did.
So he perseveres till he gets it done.
Resilient.
That's what he does.
Persevere, it's not a skill. I'm sorry.
It's a thing. You said what thing does he do better than anybody else?
He perseveres?
He perseveres.
So he perseveres better than Patrick Mahomes, who didn't have one weapon last year and ended up winning the Super Bowl, even though he was down. So he does, and he's won three. You don't think Patrick Mahomes is persevering in his three Super Bowls?
I think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Okay, well, do you think that Jalen Hurts perseveres better than
do
him?
Do I think he handles adversity as well as Jalen Hurts? No, I don't.
What is the time when he didn't handle adversity well? Because I can point out a time
he hasn't had to play one game in the NFL without having the best head coach in the history of the league as his mentor. Jalen Hurts has had to do that. Patrick Mahomes has it.
Okay.
Right?
I guess. It's not really an answer to the question. I guess my point to OG was when he was telling me that Jalen is the best quarterback in the NFL, it is very difficult to say that he's the best quarterback in the NFL when he doesn't have one tangible skill that is the best in the NFL. That's all. I get into this weird... The Jalen thing is a weird situation because I feel like the people, and I will be honest, a lot of the feedback today from most people has been pretty on the money, I think. Mm-hmm. And I said when we were talking about Jalen, he did make good plays on Friday night. But in the end, the mistakes that he made will be disqualifying kind of mistakes to winning a Super Bowl. That's
very,
the concern.
Very fair.
You know,
he makes those mistakes. They're not going to get to where they want to get to, which is to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yep. that's the only thing.
And that's really that's kind of what we're gauging him by.
Yep.
Like, is this good enough to get to the Super Bowl?
Now here's what you said, Ike, about an hour ago. You're talking directly. I'm the guy you're talking to. When you said you're not, no longer, it's not going to be about the wins and losses, you also have to go further, deeper, and extend to how they played the game.
Yep.
Right? Is that pretty much what you said?
Yep, pretty much.
Me, Ike, I can't get past. Nick Sirianni is 35-17 now. That's our. I can't get past that. To talk about getting rid of a guy that's 35-17 as a head coach is ridiculous. Don't we learn our lesson? We had a young head coach here that all he did was win, and we sent him packing, and now he built a dynasty in Missouri. We already did it once. We can't do it again.
We're comparing Sirianni to Andy Reid?
That's right.
What's that?
We're comparing Sirianni to Andy Reid?
He's on the same trajectory, Jack. He actually got to the Super Bowl faster.
Right.
Andy Reid didn't win his first one either. Right. That doesn't mean there's not more coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the difference. I appreciate the call, Tasty Cake.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
There's definitely more chances for more teams to win the Super Bowl now than when Andy started. Like it was still dynasty era when.
But to
when
be it, fair,
yeah,
we should have won
the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely should have won.
Yeah, we should have won. I mean, just during Andy's first 5 years,
yes,
we were one of the better teams in the NFL. Yeah.
Yeah. I find the Sirianni trajectory from this point on to be actually very interesting.
Yeah.
Especially if the Eagles, I think we all know if they fall flat on their face this year, let's say they win 7 games, he's going to get fired. If they have a great year, when they win 13 games and then, win one playoff game, whatever happens in the playoffs, unless as long as it's not embarrassing, he'll be here. I do find it more interesting to think, okay, well, what if he wins 10 games or 9 games? Or what if they are in the mix for a playoff, you know, spot? Maybe they're a wild card. Maybe they just miss the playoffs. I find it interesting to think about how they will judge him. Because of his lack of ties to either side of the ball right now. He's 35-17. It's a great record. He's had a good team every year. He's been a coach in the NFL. It looks like they're going to be a good team again this year. You know, at the minimum, they'll be a double-digit win team. I do think what happens with him is interesting and sort of hard to predict.
Yeah, I think the only way he's not here is if they miss the playoffs.
Sure, yeah.
He makes the playoffs, that'll be 4 straight years and a Super Bowl appearance. I just don't know how you I don't know who's coming in and doing any better unless you get, I don't know, a Belichick or
– Right.
And even if you brought in a Belichick, you almost have to – you bring in a Bill Belichick, you're really reconstructing how you run your organization.
Absolutely. There's a question about Howie at that point. There's a question about the coordinators at that point. Everything that happens if you bring in Belichick.
Yeah. Because he's coming with a little luggage, meaning he has 8 rings in his pocket that, you know, 2 as a D coordinator with the Giants. That he's bringing cachet.
Now, as a sports talk host, I can tell you I would be in favor of the Bill Belichick. As a human and an Eagles fan, I hope Nick Sirianni.
Yeah. Nick's going to be here, dude. We're playing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Rematch. Can Jalen put on that performance again?
Derek and Paoli. I don't even know what to say when you say that. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What up, Derek?
Can I start off by saying, like, that whole, like, Rocky speech thing, all the shows except for y'all should take it off the board because nobody's going to top Rios's pregame speeches and getting people hyped up for the game. So everybody else that's, like, trying to be Rios, they got to put that somewhere else, right?
Yeah. Yeah, put
also,
that the rest.
Right?
Yeah, Rios's speech on Friday was one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
The crazy part is I live in the area, and I still had to go back on the app to hear it again. So that tells you what it was hitting for. But listen, here's my thing, right? Like, I feel like y'all, like, Chuck calls every day, and every day he says something different, right? So we got to put him in the background. Wayne is infatuated with Hurts. I understand that he likes him. That's his own opinion. I think Hurts is a good quarterback. I think that, like everybody's saying, he made some throws that he would love to have back, right? I also think that him playing with his best friend, the godfather of the kids and all that, I feel like a lot of times, like, he might have way too much confidence in A.J. Brown. Like, I don't know how I like that dynamic when he's throwing the ball up for grabs for A.J. all the time. But I do think he's a good quarterback, and I do think what happened on Friday is definitely fixable. That's my take, right?
Yeah.
And then my last thing is with the T.J. McConnell thing, Jack, because, like, I remember A.J. Brown called the radio station, right?
Uh-huh.
I needed you to be T.J. McConnell, right?
I tried.
And you was nowhere to be found.
I was like Ben Simmons.
You was nowhere to be found, right? But every day when these callers call in, right, you in the whether you, like, on the set or being the producer, you just chirp, right? You got all these hot takes. When a dude calls up, the Eagles' best offensive player calls up for smoke.
Yeah.
That's going to never happen again.
Uh-uh.
You ran in the closet. Bro.
I asked the question.
So what did you ask him, though?
I asked him about Kellen Moore.
He was not calling for that. And I do think Spike, you want the smoke. I'll give you that. But I think if you was here, that interview probably would have been a little bit deeper.
Well, it also would have been more contentious. I'm not a contentious guy.
It would have been way different.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, at least Ike and Spike, they were the same with everybody. You literally, every day, you just take shot after shot at every player and caller except for the Phillies. And then when the Eagles star receiver calls the station, you run. You run
high. I was sitting.
And then you want to call Jalen Hurts, a 200. T.J. McConnell would love to be Jalen Hurts, bro.
I just wanted to play to like
Jalen Hurts.
More like T.J.
Right
McConnell.
Or wrong, $250 million. That's like, come on. T.J. McConnell could be Jalen Hurts, bro.
Deshaun Watson has a couple hundred million dollars, too.
So does
Them
Russell
guys
Wilson.
Ain't got to work. Them guys ain't going to be working no more.
Yeah, well, they're still going to get paid. You know, Derek.
And I think Jalen Hurts loves to play football. And I think that whatever he got going on, like the Eagles would have lost that game last year. You understand what I'm saying? So they overcame a lot in that game. And I think Hurts was – he kept his head, man. Them two early turnovers, my head was down in my lap. I said, oh, not this again. But they overcame that, man. So I'm ready to see what they do from here on out. I ain't going to, you know, say he's this, say he's that, because it's a long season. Like the linebacker ball we all hyped up about, he might not tackle nobody else again the rest of the season.
That is for sure. That is for sure.
Like these quarterbacks gonna put the ball in harm's way. It's just that Hurts has just been doing it a lot more than he normally does, and it is worrisome. But
And Derek, more than he needs to, I think is the point. I think is that he doesn't need
for
to.
Sure.
I appreciate the call. I think there's. You know, the thing you said at the beginning about having too much faith that A.J. will go get the ball, I think one of the advantages of having a guy like A.J. is that when there's one guy there, I'm fine throwing it over there and letting A.J. go get it because I'm confident he's going to go get it. That's one of the advantages of having a receiver that's as big and strong as A.J. is that. It's when there's three guys there, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem.
Listen, having a guy like A.J., yeah, a quarterback is going to feel invincible at times. I just throw it up there and my guy's going to make me look good. You know, Randy Moss used to tell all his quarterbacks, I don't care if I am covered, just throw the ball up there and I'll go get it.
Receivers like that want you to
they
do it.
They want you to do
they
that.
They want more opportunities to go get the ball. And I think that's fine. If there's only one guy there, if that ends up being what it is, I'm fine with AJ.
And by the way, I don't have a problem with it. Like in the circumstance you're pointing out, Spike, because AJ and Devontae too, they do a great job of protecting their quarterback. In other words, Nelson Aguilar couldn't break up a pass if it depended on his life. How many times did we see him just let guys intercept the ball?
Well, Quest.
Yeah, without actually breaking up the pass. Like, Jalen can trust that AJ and Devontae aren't going to leave him out there to dry. If the pass is off target, they're going to do their best to at least try to break the pass up.
And the other thing Derek said, just to come to the defense of one Jack Fritz here.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Thank you. I can't defend your A.J. Brown performance.
Oh, it's okay.
But at least he got out of the way and let you do most of it.
Yeah.
You know, that absolutely.
Yeah.
But the thing about Jack taking little shots at everyone, that's Jack's child.
That's his child. Yeah, that's what he does.
That's what we want him to do.
Yeah.
We want him to do that.
We want him to irritate you guys.
Yes. And then that way we can be like, we didn't do it. Jack did it.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Again.
That's the point.
Like I said, I was bleeping bricks during the AJ interview. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I do wonder what would happen if I was there for that one.
Yeah. It would not have gone the same way because you wouldn't have allowed me to basically just control the interview, not from an insecurity standpoint, more from a
I'm here too.
I was the one, and I say this, and I can speak for myself sort of thing.
Right.
I know you. And so who knows what that interview would have been like, because I don't know if AJ would have calmed down talking to you.
Yeah, my only problem with AJ actually at the time was that he was, and it was the same
thing. It was the media thing, right?
The media thing, and the thing when he posted a video online of me saying things that he said I was saying about him and I was not saying about him.
Right, right.
I was talking about somebody else. But I actually don't even think he even knew that at the time. I'm sure somebody sent it to him. But the media thing was the same thing. But I think at the end of the day, honestly, he, maybe not so much in the call, even though the call was fine, eventually as he mentioned in his press conference after he signed the after he signed the extension, and I think part of it was the phone call with you, that he understood they're doing their job.
Yes. Yeah, so
even if you don't like it, you kind of understand it's not really about personally attacking me. It's just what they do.
So
what?
More thank you, Jack, for staying out of the way.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Listen, I appreciate you staying out of the way because I didn't need you adding anything extra in there.
No. Yes. And the other thing was, the other thing was that the thing that that launched from was really a harmless show that you guys did that ended up turning into quote-unquote rumors of him being traded when it was really just a show about, hey, would you trade X for Y, which is like sports.
AJ for Patrick Surtain.
Yeah, it's just like sports talk. That's what we do. Would you do it? Would you not do it? All right, coming up.
Hypotheticals.
Now, this is a different.
What we do.
This is a different kind of top five at five.
Oh, yeah.
It's not silly.
He's giving out game balls.
But the team's now huddling around. They're huddling around the radio
to see if they get
waiting
game
for
balls.
The game balls. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I am.
Yes.
I'm waiting for the game ball. So top five at five is coming up next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, tonight at 6 o'clock, the return of the Brandon Graham Show with me, Brandon Graham, and of course Howard Eskin.
Thank you.
Who can forget? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So we don't know how to fix every problem that is wrong with the Eagles. We don't know that. But I do know how to fix a problem with your house, and that is your old drafty windows that you have yet to replace for one reason or another. You can fill in the morning. Cool air is coming. Very soon it's going to be winter. And then I say it all the time. You know what you're going to hear in your windows? You're going to feel the cool air coming through the windows. That's why you got to get new ones. And Guida Door and Window is going to make it more affordable for you to do it right now. Buy one, get one, half off. So for every door or window you buy, the next one you buy is half off. And you can mix and match. So you get a door, your second door is going to be half off. But if you get a door and you want a window, that window is going to be half off. Or vice versa. Or if you want four windows, two of them are going to be half off. And the more that you spend, the more that you're going to get off. So if you do your whole house, half that house is going to be 50% off. And they're not just making it affordable with the price of the windows and doors. They're making it more affordable because you can start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Do it now. Offer's good for a limited time and restrictions do apply. For full details, call Guida today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.